السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brother and sister in Islam. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن والاه أما بعد. This message, I consider it an urgent message. Very urgent message. One sister, she sent me a question. And the question is, why? Why my Ramadan is not like my last Ramadan? Why I'm doing a lot of good deed, a lot of charity, a lot of ibadah, a lot of reciting Quran, but I am not getting the feeling I used to have. And believe it or not, this is not only you. This is me, and I questioning many people also. I'm talking about good people in my life. And let me tell you the answer, inshallah. I went through it this Ramadan too, for a period of time. Number one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said. He said, no day will come without being worse than the day before. What it mean? We have to know from now on the countdown of the days before Yawm al-Qiyamah is coming. Piety will be lifted in a certain extent. Iman will be lifted. Justice will be lifted. Taqwa will be lifted. You name it. And now, to grab a moment like before is not easy. It's not easy. Because even deep down, our ikhlas is less. And not only that, the another thing, and I will tell you from my personal experience many times, and it happened to me this Ramadan. I was blocked. I don't feel the feeling I used to have. And I beg Allah. I beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show me. I beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to release it from me and show me the way. And alhamdulillah, every time you really want Allah, Allah will show you. This answer for me, and I promise you, for sabilillah, this answer only in the front of Allah, I'm giving you the knowledge, the one it can release you, and is no another way. Number one, attachment. Attachment of dunya. Attachment of dunya will block you. Any attachment of dunya will block you from having a good feeling between you and Allah. Attachment to human being. Attachment to material. Attachment even to fear or worry. Any attachment will be a veil between us and Allah. Second, zulm. Oppression and aggression against anyone. Resentment, hate, anger. Whatever you have in your heart against anyone, or you commit against anyone, will be a veil and will block you from Allah. Unless or until Allah releases it from you in only one condition. If you make a lot of dua to these people and you release and you cleanse 100% the resentment or the anger or the negativity against anyone. Any resentment, any negativity, any hurt, any anger, any whatever against anyone will not hurt no one except yourself and become a blockage between you and Allah. Especially if what you have in your heart is zulm and you do not feel it. We can block our relationship between us and Allah. Arrogance, ego, envy, jealousy, stubbornness, manipulating the truth, do not put the truth in the right place, lack of thanks, lack of contentment. Because don't forget, I can do all the good deed outside and my heart full of diseases. And I'm telling you, the disease of the heart will block you. Especially zulm against anyone. And this zulm can be even with feeling, can be with wording, can be with action, can be with assumption. And this make it more. By the way, any negative in your heart, resentment, anger, zulm, aggression, oppression, by action, by talk, by mean, by whatever, will block you from Allah. Is a hadith about that, of the meaning of when we do good deed, the good deed rise up to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the angels, is the person has any things against anyone? And if the angel said yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not look to the person and do not look to the good deed until yawm al-qiyamah. This is why I sent it long time ago about zulm. And if you remember, you will never do zulm to anybody unless you do zulm to yourself. What is zulm? Injustice. Why you carry? Why you carry in your heart? Are you free? Are you really free? Are you making dua for everyone? Allah bear witness. I went through it last Ramadan. And I make a lot of dua for everyone. And the moment I make dua for everyone, including the one who tried to hurt me or did anything against me, I felt free. I felt free. I start weeping. And I get my feeling back. By the way, don't block your good deed by your own hand, because nobody block it for you. Nobody. Nobody can block the relationship between you and Allah. Nobody except you. The status of your heart. By the way, a lot of us do status outside. Quran, charity, good deed. But all this can be blocked by injustice to father, to mother, to husband, to wife, to kids, to neighbors, to anybody. Disease of the heart will block you. Arrogance will block you. That's why you have a lot of blockage concluding that. This is why the early people, we have to focus in the inner more than the outer. Because you can go do all the good deed, all the talk and all the worship and all the recitation, but inside my heart is dirty. My heart is not straight. My heart is not clean. I am not free. I'm not Abdullah. I'm Abdullah according to me. and this is a majority. Everything according to me. Even worshiping Allah according to me. And I want to worship Allah and I get the feeling I want now. It doesn't work. This is not Abdullah. Abdullah, the one he's content, happy with the qadr of Allah. Do not initiate zulm. Do not initiate drama. Do not initiate things against people. Abdullah, the one who forgive. Abdullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who give af. Abdullah, the one who care for people and try to be good. Remember the goodness of people, not remember the negativity. Believe without no doubt in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No worry about the future. No worry about nothing. Not even my health. I don't care. Because everything in the hand of Allah. I only can try to be good. Zulm. Zulm is sickness. I send you messages before about arrogant, ego, stubbornness, how it can veil you and make you veiled, blocked, blind, do not see, stuck in your own, stuck in your own. All this will block you, will make you have all the good deed, but you will not feel the feeling of it. The beautiful feeling, the love of Allah, the one who loves you for Allah, all this beautiful feeling, even between you and Allah, when you make sajda, you cry, your heart is soft, your eyes tears. You mean well for everyone. You do not carry nothing against nobody. Verbal or in your heart or any action. This talk is not easy. Is not easy. This talk is not easy. But I bear witness to Allah. If you want to have a moment between you and Allah, have a clean heart, pure heart to all mankind. And don't have any resentment or any negativity against anyone. Remember the goodness. If you want to remember the evil of your own hand. Check your heart. Check your thoughts. Deep down, check. Because I see people, they said, oh, my heart is clean. And all of a sudden, they remember. Tak, 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 tak. And they have a list against people. And Allah bear witness, sometimes the list is manipulated by the shaitan and the nafs. And they carry it. They carry it big time. Again, it will block you. It will block you from even feeling your own worship. It will block you even from when you read Quran, you have no feeling. When you make sajda, you have no feeling. Where is the feeling coming from? It's coming from the acceptance. Allah opened for you. Allah opened the communication between you and Allah. Today, I see a lot of people fasting, doing dhikr, making recitation, making worship, but no feeling. No feeling. And in a situation, time of dunya, they are really dunya oriented. How I can be worshiping Allah and dunya oriented? It doesn't work. If I worship Allah, I am belong to Akhirah. I am belong to Allah. I belong to goodness. My feeling is soft for goodness. My feeling is straight. I put things in the right perspective. I do not label things in the wrong way. I try to be good. I try to be a giver. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this message, especially in this Mubarak time, you see, if you're standing in Arafat, you ask Allah to forgive you. Can you stand in Arafat asking Allah to forgive you, but you have something in your heart against people? You cannot. You cannot. You have to be free. You have to be crying for everybody. Crying for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For your parents, for this, for that. But can I say, oh, but you remember what he did? You remember what she did? No. No. The mu'min do not do that. The mu'min remember the goodness. The mu'min do not make a drama over things and keep it in his heart. We are in the day of Arafat, inshaAllah. Or you, according to you, where you are in the earth, you might be coming in this moment. Do yourself a big favor. If you want Allah to open the door of communication, I bear witness to Allah. Humble yourself to Allah. And if you humble yourself to Allah, you humble yourself to mankind. You humble yourself to the creation of Allah, even if it's a dog or a cat. You always try to be good. You listen and obey. And if you want blame any money, anybody, you blame yourself. You blame the evil of your nafs. You're blaming your tongue. You're blaming your manner. I did that. And I'm doing that. And when I do that, I get released. I get released. I get released. I make a lot of dua for everyone. Even the most people who hurt me and did things against me, I make dua for them day and night, non-stop. Because I want to make sure I have nothing in my heart against no one. My brother and sister in Islam, you want open, or you have an opening from Allah to you? Again, I'm repeating it one more time. Drop your ego. Drop your arrogance. Reach out. Put the truth in its own place. Don't make drama for nothing. Don't assume wrong things in your heart and keep it. It will not burn nobody except yourself. Remember goodness. Make dua for everyone. And beg Allah not to make you a zalim. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to make you a sleeping zalim. It will block you. By this way, as many action will block you, disease of the heart will block you, loving dunya will block you, long hope will block you, envy, jealousy will block you, arrogance and ego will block you, hurting people by your heart and your mind and your thought or your even thinking or your, something in your heart will block you. And if you don't believe me, go back and read again Qissat al-Ifk, the story about Aisha radiallahu anha, when somebody spread rumor against her, and what happened to Abu Bakr radiallahu anha. Go, read it. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, and what Abu Bakr did to the one who spread mischief against his own daughter, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what Allah wants. He wants us to be a forgiver, eraser, have goodness in our heart for people. Remember the goodness. Thank Allah for goodness. Now Allah will open for you. I promise you. Wallahi, I promise you. The moment your heart is clear and clean from all of the above, now you will feel your worship. You will feel your sajda. And this is called justice. And the mu'min is just. He put everything in the right place. He doesn't exaggerate things. He does, especially evil. I see people exaggerate things. You see, he did and exaggerate. She did exaggerate. Until it blocked them. A mu'min do not do that. A mu'min do not do that. You want Allah to open for you? You won't see what you never seen. You won't feel what you never feel. Have a pure, clear, honest, humble heart to Allah and to mankind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me among them, and do not make me, ya Allah, among the blocked one from your rahmah. Do Allah, don't make me among the one you blocking them from your rahmah, from your hidayah, from your tawfiq, from the opening. Oh Allah, don't make me veiled from you by my arrogance or ego or zulm to anyone, ya Allah. Allah, bear witness, ya Allah, I make dua for everyone. Oh Allah, bear witness, I make dua for everyone. I have nothing against anyone. I make dua for everyone. Allah, bear witness, ya Allah. Please, ya Allah, open the door of rahmah and hidayah and nur and qabool and acceptance to me, ya Allah. And all the ummah, ya Allah, take the veil out. The veil between us and you, ya Allah, take it out, ya Allah. And send your rahmah to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need your rahmah. We need your hidayah. We need your tawfiq. We need to be united, ya Allah, for you. Ya Allah, take the evil of our nafs out of our heart and make us humble to each other and see the truth, and follow it, and see the falsehood and not follow it. Oh Allah, make us among the accepted one, the one you open for them until you accept their good deed, ya Allah. Make us among those who, when we read Quran and make sajda, we cry, ya Allah. We cry, ya Allah. We are united with you, ya Allah. Open, ya Allah. Open for us and the whole ummah. And all those who love us for you, love them too, ya Allah. And those who did any wrong against us, forgive them, ya Allah. Forgive them, ya Allah. And open their heart, ya Allah. Open their heart to the truth, ya Allah. And let them follow it, ya Allah. Oh Allah, fill our heart with the sweetness of Iman. Make our heart soft, crying from the fear of you, ya Allah, and love of you, ya Allah. And don't make our heart and eyes hard with our sins and our zulm, ya Allah, and our veil between us and you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we need you, ya Allah. We need your rahmah, your nur, your hidayah, your tawfiq, ya Allah. Please, ya Allah. Please, ya Allah. In this Mubarak day, don't let it go without fulfill our need, our wishes to be for you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us among the guided one, the one full of nur and wisdom, and basira. Fill us, ya Allah, fill our soul with the tranquility and the sakina and tumanina until we shivering and crying between your hand, ya Allah, in salah, in Quran, ya Allah. Allah, we are weak. Give us strength against ourselves, our temptation, our evil of our nafs. Purify our soul, Ya Allah. Make us among nafs mutma'inna, Ya Allah. Make us among nafs mutma'inna, Ya Allah. And accept us, Ya Allah, to be the keys of goodness, lack of evils, and make our good deed, Ya Allah, with 100% pure ikhlas to you, Ya Allah, with acceptance and mubarak. Put barakah in our action, in everything we say and we do. Fill our heart with rida and tuma'nina, Ya Allah. Make us among those who thanking you, Ya Allah, and don't block us from you by lack of thanking you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us among the thankful one, Ya Allah. A lot of us do it with our tongue, but our heart is not thanking you and full of resentment, Ya Allah. Don't make us among those, Ya Allah. Make me, Ya Allah, among those who say Alhamdulillah, and I mean it. I mean it deep inside of my heart. And I have nothing except Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.